brother, we need your help. Need your help right now. Oh yeah. Bite your lip, don't say a thing. Gonna keep on saying, money is king.
Ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? More. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight. So I look to the light. More. So make these wrongs turn right.
For you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I f*** with your friends, but damn, Gina.
And you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. And stay tuned for Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight.
Thank you. say you're my earth.
My earth.
You're my earth.
You're my earth.
Sweet paradise. I say you're my earth.
Running with bigger dames, so who you with? You ain't rocking with Hov, you ain't on top of the stove, still by the milk crate, watch for Poe. No, no, and I don't ask for much. 1 billion in cash and some Captain Crunch. I got a bowl for the cereal and the flow's imperial and the hunger to use them both. So here we go, a fan of sports, no sir. But I'ma need more than a poster or the roaster. Milano exterior doors to bring closure. So slick, no trick, let's keep it sober. Just show her that.
And welcome back. You are tuned to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine Davis. And that little snippet you heard was Saint. He is a rap artist. He's live in studio, and we'll be talking to him later in the program. Coming up right now, I would like to welcome Suzanne. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, I guess I should say. I'm in studio with my co-host.
Paulette Spencer.
Whoa.
Paulette Spencer.
Right. So Suzanne and I have been acquainted for such a long time. And I think probably know you more for the work that you do on peace and the ringing the bell of peace and,
Yes. Well, for 31 years, I have been very much focused on creating Universal Peace Day, which commemorates the anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. And then I think it was about 8 or 9 years, I don't know, the years go by so quickly, we started to ring bells around the world at the exact moment of the bombing of Hiroshima. And so, yes, I have been very, very involved in lots of peace activities. I consider myself a peace activist, and but a lot of people don't know the other side, you know.
Exactly, and that's why
many hats that we wear. That I am actually actually an artist, and my art has been on the back burner between my activities of organizing various events, as you know, because you've been to them. We've had beautiful events in Central Park and at Union Square and Strawberry Fields, and you know, and it takes a lot. And then also, I was teaching. I'm now retired from my teaching job, and so I am really thrilled and amazed that I've actually been doing photography for over 50 years now. And this coming Sunday, I'm having a opening of my 50-year retrospective, and the name of the exhibition is called Visions of Light and Spirit. And it's a really a collection going back to 1966. It's been kind of fun to discover things I did 50 years ago. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of a out-of-body experience when you start pulling out work that you did such a long time ago and realizing kind of, I always loved retrospectives, you know, of other artists, you know, kind of seeing the flow and what's the string that connects one body of work to another. And so this was a wonderful opportunity that I had to put together this exhibition, which will be at the Westbeth Gallery, which is in the just south of the High Line and the Whitney Museum. And so I have works that go back to 1966 and continue through to 2016. And actually, I'm very excited about my newest work, which is called Transmigration. And I had a wonderful opportunity to sublet a studio in Bushwick from, let's see, it was for 5 months. It ended at the end of January. And I put together a multimedia installation. And actually, it's interesting because we've known each other for many years at this point, And this is true not only for you, but for most of the people I've been involved with. They have no idea about my art at all. And so really getting involved in doing this multimedia piece, it's a brand new piece for me. It's I've been involved in Buddhism for over the last 8 years. And so it has very much an inspiration from the Buddhist teachings that I've learned over the years. And it's a projections, and it's video. And they're projections onto fabric. So when you enter the environment, you're actually entering a space where when you walk within this space, you actually get this holographic quality of multiple images on different layers of fabric. And it starts with the Big Bang, and then it goes into the lower realms, and then it goes into transformation from fish to birds to liberation. So it's very exciting for me to get back involved in my own artwork. Not that I've ever stopped doing my artwork, but to be quite honest, because I was so busy with organizing and with teaching, because I had a full-time teaching position at the Art Institute, New York City, I really hadn't been actively exhibiting my work. Although in, I think I have to actually look at my own resume to see what years it was, but in, yeah, I think it was in 1982 or 3 or 4 or around there, I started an organization. Actually, that's how Universal Peace Day began, was I had actually organized a installation performance piece that I did at the World Trade Center in 1982. With one of my, I created a 6-foot-tall folding screen of the World Trade Center, and I did it in the lobby of the World Trade Center. Wow. And it was on the first day of spring, and it was to celebrate kind of my rebirth as Suzanne. You know, I had changed my name, and I became Suzanne. And so that was the first thing. And then out of that, I started an organization called Art for the People, in which we became a collective of artists creating various events in public spaces. And I had actually gotten a few grants. I got a grant from the New York State Council on the Arts, and I have a mural on 42nd Street. And I'm sure some of your listeners have seen it. Of course, in the Port Authority bus terminal, it's 40 by 25 feet, and it's seen through Venetian blinds of New York City. And then I, after that, I had gotten another grant from the New York, National Endowment for the Arts, to do a four-women collective collaboration at TWA Terminal in Kennedy Airport, where we had 12 dancers and 3 musicians, and we had an installation, and it was just wonderful. So then out of that, I got turned on to this whole concept of doing something for Hiroshima. And Hiroshima, which we named Universal Peace Day, and that started in 1984. And that became, you know, an annual event that we did for 31 years. And ideally, it's still going to happen this year as well. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, life is interesting, isn't it? How?
Well, I'm sitting back and trying to think how in the world you found the time to maintain your dedication to your art. I could see that it's integral in everything that you do, because your life is actually a performance piece here, and all that you've done. So I'm amazed, and I really honor you for doing so much for the world, as well as really having a successful art career. But I wanted to review for people also, so that they can get back to focus on exactly when and where your perform is the transmigration going to be part of the exhibit that's taking
place?
Yes,
in fact, it's going to be the premiere showing of the installation. Mm-hmm. As I said, I'm very excited about it. But not only, so yes, that's going to happen on Sunday, mm-hmm. on May Day, from 1 to 6 at the West Beth Gallery, which is at 55 Bethune Street, which is, as I said, just south of the High Line, so it's about 4 blocks south of Gansevoort. Mm-hmm. And actually, we hung part of the exhibition today, and there's going to be work that I've actually never shown before. I have always continued doing my photography. I also, you know, one of my great passions is to travel, and a lot of my photography, I love to, when I travel, photograph a lot. And then usually when I come back, there's usually one thing that sparks me that I get very involved in a particular series. So, for instance, years ago I was traveling down to southern France, and I woke up in this really kind of shabby motel, and the light was coming through these rickety blinds. And before I left, I took some photographs. And then when I came back to New York, those were the only images I was interested in. And out of that became the Blind series, which was scenes through Venetian blinds, and that's what you would see, you know, at 42nd Street, the mural. But that turned into, you know, not only regular photographs, but triptychs and diptychs, and then making 6-foot-tall screens, and then doing performances, and then it just kind of kept on going in different directions. And to be quite honest, I work very intuitively. So I can't really even say that I have a plan that I was going to do any of this stuff. I'm just kind of open to the universe to guide me. Mm-hmm. And I work very much with synchronicity. And as I am excited or feel a certain passion to something, I just open myself up to just do what's next. So I don't know what's next. What's next now is this exhibition. Uh-huh. I also want to tell people that on Sundays, on May 8th and on the 15th at 3 p.m. at the gallery, I'm going to be doing artist talks. So I invite everyone, it's all free, to come, and I'll do a little tour of the gallery and answer any questions. And I've arranged the gallery in such a way that it's actually a very large space. It's I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a huge front room. And then on one of the side rooms, we're going to have the installation, and then there are two other rooms. So in the first room, you'll actually see photographs from, like, 1966 and kind of takes you through a progression to my most recent works, which are, I've been doing a lot of things on aluminum these days, printing on aluminum. So there's some images from the installation. And then in the various rooms, there'll be different series that I've done, including the Blind series, and as well as this one. Actually, it was very interesting. When I did the Blind series, there were two parts of it that it went in two different directions, and one was seeing scenes through Venetian blinds. And the blinds for me were always very interesting in that, you know, they were for me about consciousness. Mm-hmm. And when you look through the blinds, you either focus through them, you know, it plays with your perception. And what's been particularly interesting for me is that now that I've been, you know, actively involved in studying Buddhism over the last 8 years, not that I've always been very resonated with it and been on a spiritual path with various different spiritual teachers, but I also see how my work is so related to Buddhism. So, for instance, like the installation, you know, it's all about projection, and that's what our mind does. And the thing about the blinds is, like, you know, it's really about perception and seeing and focusing. And so so when I started the Blind series, it actually went in two different directions. One was the actual blinds and seeing through the blinds. And then the other direction was actually just the shadows on the wall. And that was like this very ethereal quality. And so I'm going to be showing a series that, once again, I just pulled out recently and looking at them again for the first time, new, that has never been seen, and they were a series that really came from that shadow part where I actually was doing selective toning. So these photographs that were originally black and white, I used various toners, and I made them looking like watercolor paintings. Mm-hmm. And I never had an opportunity to show them. So they're going to be on view. So I'm very excited about, you know, showing them, and, you know, I'm hoping people will come and take a look, and, you know, and that they will be inspired, because my work has always dealt with reality and illusion. You know, where photography was always thought of as reality, I was always, from the very beginning, playing with seeing things in different perspective. And so the work, when you look at it, and that's why I call the show Visions of Light and Spirit, I really feel that what's come through me is the, this essence of photographing spirit.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That I think it's going to be a wonderful series. It starts on May 1st and goes until when?
It will end on May 21st, so it'll be open for 3 weeks. The galleries open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 6. And as I said, on the following two Sundays at 3 p.m., I will be doing a artist talk. And everything's open and for free. You know, one of the things I've always felt with all the events I've ever done is, like, I like things to be open and free and for people to come and have their own experience. But I will be in the gallery, and I really invite people to come along and bring their friends. And actually, I'm really excited because these friends of mine are coming on Sunday, musicians, and just got an email from my friend. I'm looking for him, but Lee McCune, he's going to be coming with his friend, I think from 3 to 6, so we'll have music and some jazz there. And I'm also going to have some other surprises that I don't want to, I want them to be surprises.
Well, this is great. And it actually sounds like an event. You know, like when you go to a museum, you can't see it all in once.
Right.
So it's really nice that you have all these layers to move through. You have the installation. You have the gallery with the photographs. You're going to have the artist talks. There's going to be music. And actually, the Westbeth, gallery is part of a whole artist community there. So I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity for people who really love art to not only enjoy the exhibit, but to make that connection and be inspired by your work.
This weekend at Westbeth, we're having a whole dance festival. So, you know, people should just come down to Westbeth because there's lots of stuff going on.
Beautiful.
And also, we haven't really talked about that, but I'm a very big Bernie Sanders supporter. And so I'm going to be having an event on Friday the 13th. For good luck for Bernie.
Well, good. 13 is a very sacred number.
Yes, and so from 5 to 7, I invite all those Bernie fans to come on down, and anything that I sell or whatever, 10% will go to Bernie.
All right.
And, I mean, I'm just a little upset about what's been going on because of all these closed, primaries that aren't allowing independents to vote. But I'm very big Bernie Sanders. I've been working and making phone calls and registering people and all kinds of stuff that that's really this year. I've been working on the other stuff because my dedication is really about seeing Bernie in the White House. And so on Friday the 13th, I invite everyone to come on down. You know, once again, it's going to be a free event. Just come on down and we'll party and let's celebrate Bernie. And
so that's a lot of information, Susan.
Yeah.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to clarify some of this or if they need some extra details? And
sure. I can give you, first of all, if you want, you can email me at Susan, SUZENNYC, at Gmail. So that's easy. Or I am happy to give you my cell number. It's 917-607-4694. And if you have any questions you want to ask me about, I invite you all to come and bring your friends. And I'm very happy to share anything I can, my processes, and whatever. And I'm hoping that you're going to be there on Sunday. And, you know, it's be great.
I will be there.
Beautiful.
I will be there. I actually was looking at one of the talks that you're going to do as well, so I might be there a couple of times.
Beautiful. Now, I think, and this is one of the things that I feel really strong about, is to inspire people and get people excited. and get them. I think, you know, we live in a world of a lot of complacency. And if we can come together and we can create a better world by coming together and we can inspire each other to be creative, you know, that's what life should be about to me, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm just, you know, thrilled to, I want to thank you for having me on your show. You know, you've always been such a great supporter of the various events I've been working on. And once again, this is going to be a little bit different because this is my artwork. But I'm hoping people, you know, you come down and you let me know if you like it or not. And
it may be a little bit different, but it's going to be a wonderful experience. I encourage all of us to make the trip down to the West Beth Artist Community, 55 Bethune Street. And that's, where did you say it was near?
Well, it's right. It's if you know where the High Line is or the Whitney Museum is on Ganzevoort.
Uh-huh.
Street, and if you just go four blocks south of that, you're at Bethune Street. So we're right there. We were there before the Whitney.
Okay.
You know, the West Beth Artist Building is the first federally funded artist building in the country.
Okay.
And it's opened in 1970. So it's been, you know, it really was what started the transformation of this neighborhood. When I moved into this neighborhood, you know, it was kind of a little seedy and scary. But now it's like, now it's turned into the she neighborhood. But it's, but the West Beth Gallery, actually there are going to be all kinds of events going on, as I said. People should go to westbeth.org and just check out what's going on as not only my exhibition, but, you know, as far as the weekend activities that actually are starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow there's going to be a whole thing called for the Penn Society where they're going to be doing readings. And then I know Claire Porter, Claire and I actually did the Four Women collaboration at the TWA Terminal 1985, a long time ago. And I know she's performing. In fact, I want to go see her. At the Martha Graham Studios. Martha Graham is now in the building. It used to be Merce Cunningham, and they moved out, and now Martha Graham. So it's a very vibrant, and it's right across from the Hudson River, so there's a beautiful walk along the Hudson River, and, of course, we have the High Line four blocks away.
Okay, so
come on down and let me know that you heard me on the radio, and I'd love to meet you all.
Well, thank you so much, Suzanne, and I will remind people of the event as we go towards the end of the program. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate, you know, our having an opportunity to talk, and you've been great. And thank you for all your wonderful work. You've been fabulous. So.
Thanks. You're very welcome.
Okay,
and talk soon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
I look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
And have a good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you also wanted to make an announcement, Paulette, before we go to our next segment.
Yes, indeed. two persons who I believe you've all heard on our show before, Miss Erica DeSimone and Fidel Louis, who are the editors of the book Voices Beyond Bondage, an anthology of verse by African Americans of the 19th century. They will be giving a presentation this Friday, April 29th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Pen and Brush Foundation. And Pen and Brush is the only nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a platform for women in the literary and visual arts by showcasing high-quality professional work. And so Erica and Fidel will be giving a presentation on the anthology. And it starts at 7 p.m., ends at 9 at on Friday, April 29th, at the Pen and Brush Foundation, which is located at 29 East 22nd Street, Manhattan.
Excellent. And now we're going to play a little bit more of that piece, Ratchet, as we come into our next segment. Stay tuned.
Yo, Timbo, let me know what you think. Yeah. We both forces, but I'm really no known for it. You bit off Meek Mills and thought you made your own chorus. So gorgeous, the flow flawless, we both nauseous. I'm sick with it and slick with it and so heartless. You sick of it, to think of it, you're so garbage. But Suda, it's ludicrous how I'm doing this. Intruding with hooligans when I'm moving in. You ain't running with bigger dames, so who you with? You ain't rocking with Hov, you ain't on top of the stove. Still by the milk crate, watching for Poe? No, no, and I don't ask for much. 1 billion in cash and some Captain Crunch. I got a bowl for the cereal and the flow's imperial and the hunger to use them both. So here we go, a fan of sports, no sir. But I'ma need more than a poster or the roaster. Milano exterior doors to bring closure. So slick, no drink, let's keep it sober. Just show her the exposed brick, she's sleeping over. Pajama party, the grammar's hardly an issue. 150 blend and bring some Bacardi with you. Ride the track like that new Ferrari official. 950 horses, strictly talking to bosses. The best practice is exercising your taxes. That's a pull-up bar, the kid warned you. Don't pull up on that CPA, he dips on you. At this point, they should know I'm nice. I'm just waiting for them to know I'm Christ. Father, forgive them, yeah.
And just to remind you, you are listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine in studio with Paulette. And that was a piece called Ratchet. And you are listening to Saint, a.k.a. Young Buffett.
Yes.
How
NYC,
you doing?
What's going on? It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is wonderful to have you here today. And so you have been doing this work for a little while. You look like a very young man, but
yes,
you also seem to have quite a lot of experience. Tell us a little something about your adventure in creating the work that you're creating. We're going to play a very special piece in a bit.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Basically, you know, born and raised Brooklyn, New York. This talent that I have is something that God has blessed me with. Very fortunate. I think whenever you find your gift, your talent, your calling, everything falls in line. You know, definitely salute to a great manager, my manager Danny St. Louis, as well as Rose, Veronica, Gabriel, Alvin Moody and his family, as well as Alexa. You know, there's a lot of people that come into your life and just help you along with your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a long time coming, and I'm glad that we're here.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, too. And I'm also very much inspired because your work is uplifting.
Thank you.
And hopeful.
Thank you.
And you bring an inspiration to people's lives. And I think that especially young people need that. You know, they really need that. I think us old folk do, too. But I want the young people to be inspired by the music that they listen to. So I really love to hear someone such as yourself bringing that energy to the work. And what is it in your life that caused you to say, no, you know, I'm not going to take that, you know, maybe that nasty path. I'm going to go on a path that is going to be helpful to people.
Well, you know what it is? When it comes to hip hop, I've always been inspired by the greats. I think for me, hip hop has always been entertainment and educational. You know, when I think of artists like KRS-One, Lauryn Hill,
mm-hmm.
Even artists like, you know, Jay-Z and Nas, who have a lot of action and suspense in their music, there's always stuff that you can learn from them. You know, hip hop is about the message, you know. So for me, as a hip hop artist, I always felt that it was important not only to entertain, but to inspire, because that's what I fell in love with hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's my calling. You know, I love to teach. I love to learn and I love to share insight. I think everybody's looking for inspiration. I just think everybody receives it differently.
Well, you're right. That is very true. And I think that the hip hop world, as you're right, started out and in its essence is about the message.
Yes.
And it's about inspiring and bringing that creativity and bringing strength and health to the community. That's really what hip-hop is.
100%.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that you know, the sort of the corporate world co-opted that message and began to feed out into the, you know, the communities of young people. And I would say, you know, the black community, but hip hop is global.
Oh, yeah.
It is global. Oh, yeah. There's hip hop. I mean, you don't really see a young artist that doesn't have that as part of their presentation, or that doesn't want to listen to this music or create this music, whether it's Japan, whether it's Africa, whether it's, you know, the Caribbean. Everybody has been inspired and is following down that path. I mean, from a certain age, when I say young now, I'm talking about people who are 40 who are doing this, people who are 50 who are doing this, probably even older, but definitely it is something that is very real, because it has a poetry of the soul that comes through it.
Definitely.
And so I think that that's why it's just inspiring. And when I can hear music that has all the elements of, you know, that, you know, the beat, you know, the musicality, the voice and the resonance, but when the message is really uplifting to me, that that's as valuable. You know, this program is a spiritual program, and music that uplifts to me is one of the best ways to heal a person's heart and to motivate them to move into a world and to do things. And so what would you want to tell young people? And I say that with a little bit of a smile, because you're kind of young to me. Uh-huh. But I'm happy to see you doing this.
Thank you. What do you want to say
to the little kids who are running around and not thinking too much about where they're going?
You know, I think definitely, you know, salute to the generation, the new generation. Salute to just everybody in the world. Because like I said, I think everybody appreciates inspiration. You know, even when you think about songs where, you know, people are turning up, and you're like, where's the message? Where's the inspiration? And it's there because, you know, if you're working a job that you're not happy with Monday through Friday, or even worse, Monday through Saturday, and when you finally get a chance to relieve that stress, you have the option to go to a club setting and really just, you know, allow yourself to go into this fantasy world of just, you know, just feeling encouraged. You know, some people do it through a book. Some people do it through TV. So I think even the music that may not be considered inspirational by many are inspirational. I think the difference with me is that I was very fortunate where I was born in New York City, where the foundation of hip hop is. And I'm all about the science. So so to the younger generation, I think that it's just about, you know, continuing to live your life. You know, just be inspired. You know, I don't think there's so much a right or wrong way. I just think it's more so of just be honest with yourself. You know, every decision that you make, be honest about how you really feel about it. Because when you think of spirituality, it defies physical wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you have words like miracle.
Yeah.
You know, spirituality is way bigger. You know, wisdom is in a box. Spirituality is not. So for me, you know, when it comes to the music, I like to break down the science of things. So to the new generation, you know, live your life, enjoy yourself. You know, every generation, there was a generation before that was concerned about it. So that's never going to change. You know, like rock and roll,
yeah,
feel a certain way about it. You know, hip hop, people feel a certain way about it. But yeah, you know, to me, spirituality is about unconditional love, not judging. So there's not much to say, but just be happy, you know, and just whatever you do, make sure that it's you, you know. Don't feel pressured to follow any particular thing, and just be in tune with self. More important than understanding the world and understanding others is understanding yourself.
I don't think I've ever heard a truer message than that. So I want to let people know and invite you to come to a very special event in which Saint is going to be playing.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
This is going to be on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 8th.
Shout out to the mothers.
Yes, and it's in honor of Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world.
Yes.
We're celebrating Mother's Day. And this is a program that is a collaboration of Heart of Mind Radio and Cobriety Inc. And Cobriety is the creation of Rosé St. Louis. And on this particular day, it's, like I said, 3 to 5 p.m., we're going to do a celebration of Pachamama, Mother Earth, and we'll have a ceremony, and there's going to be live performances. And included will be the hip-hop artist Saint, plus the drummer Leopoldo, Mbira Shekere, Kevin N., and lyricist Rosé will be performing.
Yes,
I will be there doing with actually Earth Mom of also of WBAI,
nice.
Doing a ceremony to celebrate the Earth. So we hope that you will join us on Sunday, May 8th. You'll be able to meet and listen to this beautiful young artist called Saint on this day. And we're going to play another piece of music called Women of the World. Do you want to introduce us, or would you rather after talk about it?
I'll do both.
Okay.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this song here, this piece here, something that is really from my heart to all the women of the world, especially the mothers. Really just a song saying thank you and showing my appreciation. Women of the World. Brooklyn. Check, check, check. Keep it. Happy to be here. Let me talk to you real quick. Tell you what's been on my mind. To the mothers that care for us. In times of pain, shed tears for us. In times of fame, they cheered for us. Deserve to reign just for bearing us. Inside the stomach where we lie and love it. Always kept it real, never lied or fronted. What goes to accomplish, you tried and done it. Which is to astonish and open the eyes of hundreds. All the women in the world, this one's for you. Straight from the heart, this was done for you. When I'm scared, I would run to you. But can we switch roles? Mama, can I comfort you? Put my hands in the sky, grab the sun for you. Be a man in the sun for you. My love is true, screw daddy, I will run from you. I'll bust my gun for you, squeezing the steel. Mama, I know what's wrong, I'm just keeping it real. Let me break my back to make a meal. Let me work two jobs to pay the bills. Let me take your pain, take your strain. Any sins in the past, let me take the blame. And that's word to my name and honor. I love you, mama, I love you, mama. Women in the world, this one's for you. To the mothers and the sisters that kept the truth. To the wives in our lives, we obey at once. Cause of the love and the pain within 9 months. To the women in the world, this one's for you. To the mothers and the sisters that kept it true. To the wives in our lives, we obey at once. Cause of the love and the pain within 9 months. To the women of the world. Appreciated that. That was Women of the World from the upcoming project I'm going to be dropping soon, as well as the song you heard before, Ratchet. So yeah, Women of the World is something that was, you know, something that I just felt so inspired just to speak to the women. You know, I feel like in hip-hop, it's good to have a balance. You know, sometimes I think, you know, hip-hop expresses the reality of things. And sometimes, you know, we can go so much into... We go so much into one part that we forget the others. You know, like I appreciate an artist like Tupac, who, you know, always kept that balance. You know, he'll talk about his experiences that may seem dark to others, but then speak about experiences that just seem like an encouragement and a light that shines through. So for me, I just felt like, you know, women obviously play a very important role, and they deserve the utmost respect and praise, period. So that was just, you know, from my heart to the women of the world.
And I felt it.
Thank you. Thank
it was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I find it extremely inspiring to meet young people, creative, intelligent, articulate, sincere.
Appreciate it.
And it's something that, for me, forms your legacy. And it's very important. And I think BAI and Kathy's show and other shows as well, we're fortunate to be able to have people like you come in and actually talk about your art.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I appreciate those words of encouragement.
Yeah.
And that's my desire. My desire is to encourage the same way I've been encouraged. You know, I'm encouraged so much even being here. You know, this was a long time coming, a long journey. And just being here, I feel just the spiritual energy. You know, I feel the positivity. I feel the desire to just see everyone elevate. And it's very refreshing, and I appreciate that.
Well, that's beautiful. That's I'm moved. It's beautiful. Thank you. And I know that those of you who are listening are also inspired. I invite you to join us on Sunday, May 8th, 3 p.m. And this is a beautiful way. It's in the middle of the afternoon. Bring your mom. Bring your sister.
Definitely.
Bring your daughter. Bring yourself.
Yes. Don't forget.
And it's not just for women. And it's the program is balanced in that some of the presenters, Rose St. Louis, Helene Emile, who's a woman, myself, who's a woman.
Yes.
But the musicians are all men. So we have the artist Saint, drummer Leopoldo, Mbira Shekere, Keenan Nathaniel. So what there needs to be is a balance between the masculine and the feminine, and there needs to be a balance in building community and building heart. And I think that at a time of Mother's Day is a wonderful way to do that.
100%.
And I also want to celebrate the mother of us all of humanity, our own beloved Earth.
Yes.
Whom, without which, we would not be here.
100%.
And if we don't take care of her, we might not be able to stay. So, yeah, we're going to be speaking about really how to honor the sacred partnership of humanity and Earth.
Definitely.
And I think that there's the relationships between men and women are sacred, especially the mother-child relationship is very sacred.
Yes.
And so I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, thank you. And I definitely would like to share a cappella.
Please, go right ahead.
So, you know, definitely shout out to everyone that's just on the grind, putting in that work, whether you work in a job or you own your own business, doing what you love, taking care of your family. This piece right here I wrote dedicated to those who are trying to be entrepreneurs, because I'm an entrepreneur myself. And so, you know, I have a special place in my heart for entrepreneurs. So for those of you who are trying to, you know, focus on doing what you love and what you desire and taking ownership of what you do, but you feel sometimes, you know, procrastination or a little sluggish in your journey, this is meant to inspire you. So check it out. Ask a dumb question and you get a smart answer. Working in the field, time to be my own master. Someone gotta be the boss, him or me. Another word for a slave is an employee. They tell you when to talk, when to eat, when to sit. Don't believe what I conceive because you don't see the whip. Well, if it's not true, why you acting so weird? Tell your boss how you really feel. Why you so scared? Now you want to play dumb like you don't hear. That's why I beat myself up like, why do I care? Think you so smart, but you really so dumb. You make them the cake, they throw you the crumbs. Give you overtime and you getting real hype because they cutting you a check, but you giving them your life. Go ahead, you can hate the state of mind I'm in. I'm an entrepreneur, so either way I win. So you could run with me and make these chips or stay under me and make me rich. And it's cool. You could work for me full time, wake up before the birds leave work at 3. I hold it down most certainly. And yeah, I work for money, but on the side, money work for me. And that there works for me till I complete the transition and I can start living work free. See, I don't knock a dude putting food on his table, but I do knock you not making moves if you're able. And it's cool if you choose to be stable. That's your right. But don't call me when you beefing for money. That's your fight. I'm making known verbally. Your boy's getting dough. These dudes is local, waiting for Social Security. Clever with the words, with the cheddar even worse. It's incredible the level of my Federal Reserve, but whatever. You like the rat race? I throw you in the loop. My name is Saint, but call me Mr. Matthew at your interview.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Brooklyn, what's up? NYC.
That is my nephew might say, what is it? Like, dope, mad dope, mad dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, but that's meant to inspire.
And so it does. I'm going to have to put that on my in my head and play that to myself over and over again, because I needed that inspiration as well. It's never too late.
Yeah, 100% right about that.
Yeah, it's never too late. So this is cool. We're kind of easing on. The show goes on for another half hour or so. We usually go into some calls from our listeners. You're welcome to stay if you want to stay.
Definitely, I'm here.
But let's remind people of the event on Friday. And the number here, if you want to call and maybe talk to our guest, Saint, you can do that. The number is 718-780-8888. That's 718-780-8888. And tell us about our event.
So this Friday, April 29th, 2016, Erica DeSimone and Fidel Louis, who are editors of the book Voices Beyond Bondage, an anthology of verse by African Americans of the 19th century, whom you've heard here on Heart of Mind Radio, they will be presenting a program on that book at the Pen and Brush Foundation, which is located at 29 East 22nd Street in Manhattan. Be there, be square.
Excellent. Excellent, Demente. And we do have a caller. And I want to say hello. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to congratulate Saint. That's the name of the artist.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you, because I've been trying to inspire young people, you know, to be entrepreneurs, and I just need to have that, a copy of what you had just read. So maybe you could tell me how I could get that.
Yeah, how do people get in touch with you if they want to get your music or just make that connection?
Oh, definitely. Well, you could definitely follow me on Instagram.
I'm old school, so
no
you have
problem.
Just regular email.
No, yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's onesaint1music@gmail. So it's the number one saint, S-A-I-N-T, the number one music at gmail.com.
Yes. Oh, and the other one was superb too, the one about the mothers.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And it's so timely, you know, because Mother's Day is coming up. So I wish you continued success, and you need to just, I'm glad that Kathy Davis has you there. It's too bad you might not get enough young people listening this this time of night, but the old school, the old heads are, so we
thank
can help spread
so
the
so
word
much.
Too.
And I just want to say to you too that I'm very encouraged and I'm very inspired by you calling in with your words of encouragement, with your humility, with your wisdom and insight, because this is something that, you know, God has given me. And I went through a long journey. It took a while for me to get here. And now that I'm finally here, I appreciate that there are people who feel the journey. And, you know, hopefully we can all celebrate it together.
Okay. And I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for your call.
Yes, thank you.
Good night. Okay. I have another call hanging on. I'm not sure. Hello?
Yes.
Did you want to speak on the air?
Yes, caller of mine.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. I've been listening to your program.
Thank you.
Your topic caller of mine is really touching. It's pretty deep.
Well, thank you.
Because each of us have a heart. But when you put it to use in a metaphysical way, in a way of love, then you are building up contact in the universe where each and every human being should realize that if we do not love each other, then there's a struggle to know yourself. Because once you know yourself from within and realize that 90% of our consciousness operates below the level of consciousness, 10% we are dealing with, and 5% is our five senses. The next 5% is what we're playing with. I know many of us knew that, and how to get from point A to point B. And this program helped a lot to get there. And I will encourage you to continue, because there is 7 levels of consciousness where we are concerned. Until we learn those 7 levels of consciousness, we will not realize that there's awesome power within us. And there's power that we don't even taught to think about.
That's a very, very wise contribution. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I've been studying for the last 3 years how to deal with humanity. And I am a herbologist and aromatherapist. And things that the medical profession do not handle, the Lord gave me the wisdom on which to take care of it,
okay.
And I do.
Well, you know, I want to be able to get a few more calls on. Could you send me an email a little bit more? Maybe we can get in touch and figure out how to make, connect with all the information that you have to share. Are you able to do that?
Well, I am going out of town as the next 2 days, I won't be able to do until I'm back.
That's fine. Yeah.
When I'm back, I'm always in touch. When I'm back, mm-hmm. I will certainly get in touch with you, because this is my program.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that email is easy. It's heartofmindradio@gmail.com. It's been real good talking to you.
Okay. Heart of Mind. Peace and love to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's see. The number is 718-780-8888. 718-780-8888 if you want to call in and say hello to our guest, Saint. I mean, that was an interesting call. He had been holding for quite a while, because he called when you first got onto the air. But what do you think about that, levels of consciousness?
Definitely, it's real. You know, the most important part is what's not seen. You know, mm-hmm. The subconsciousness is so important. It creates the consciousness. Obviously, you know, everybody has different levels, and everyone has different levels and directions about how they get there. You know, mm-hmm. Some people go through religion, some people go through different ways.
I think we have another caller coming in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I can speak now, or should I wait?
Well, you are live right now on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, hi, Catherine. This is Professor Rhythm. I was just grooving on a young Mr. Saint. Yeah, he's a really wonderful artist.
Oh, and thank you.
Yeah. You're good. My birthday is coming up on May 16th, I'm a tourist, and I'm going to be 66.
Wow.
And and I'm still spitting myself, you know. Yeah. So like I be talking about like how I'm 60 plus on 60 dust. I got so much rhythm, it's ridiculous. Woo! Forgot about my talent is conspicuous. And my main music motto is mix we must. If you're feeling down and out, I'll fix you up. Take my grooves and use them as a pick me up. I'm music like Jackie Chan, it kicks your butt. Act like Velcro in your brain, just fix the stuff. 60 plus, so I'll be going on like that, you know
nice,
what I mean?
Nice, nice. I love it.
So, you know, I got quite a few, you know, raps that I be spitting. And nice. You know, besides that, you know, I write my own music and as a matter of fact, I'm giving a party May 13th.
Okay.
It's like a video party because I'm making a video about Obama's presidency, uh-huh. And it's called the Obaminator because I have him as a superhero and
wow.
Have a lot of things like that. So I'm just really inspired by your message, and at the same time, when I hear you talk as a young person. It took me a while to get to the understanding and realization that you are coming out with now. So I really respect that. I really, you know, can appreciate how people can even pick it up, that same type of understanding about spirit and about identity. That's so important,
yes.
What you said about identity, because a lot of times people want to make us feel that what they say our identity is what it is, and that's so ridiculous.
Yep.
We are the ones that can understand and create our own identity, and not even create it, just understand it and know what it is, and then let other people know this is my identity. You can't tell me what my identity is. That's crazy.
Yep.
That's insane, you know. So once you get that message, which is what you were talking about, once that message really seeps into you, that's your freedom. That's when you're free.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't, you know, I mean, you know, yes, we need money, we need everything, we need all this stuff, but we need freedom. And that's the realization right there. That's the insight.
Yep.
You know, I think that, you know, as far as things go, if you have four things going for you, you are totally free. If you have physical health, financial health, psychological health, and spiritual health, then you're free. You're free. You know, when I say financial health, that doesn't mean you got to do like Donald Trump or any foolishness like that. It just means that, you know, you're not really worried about the wolf at your door and, you know your next meal and how your family is doing and everything like that, which is not so hard. You know, I mean, a lot of people can't do it, but yeah. Most can. And you have those four things, you're free.
Well, yeah.
That's your identity right there.
And definitely the foundation is the spiritual, you know, because that's what brings everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Yes, sir, my man. Yes. Yes, so I just called to tell you how much I appreciate
seeing you
and the show.
Thank you so much.
And Catherine, your show as always, I'm always appreciating that.
Thank you.
And
but yeah, definitely look out for the new material. You know, we're going to be coming with more stuff. Definitely, you know, we'll be back to showcase it. So stay tuned. The name is Saint.
Mm-hmm.
Women of the World, Ratchet. This
and
is,
your email again is?
The email is onesaint1music@gmail.
Yes,
and onesaint1music, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I'm all over the net. Onesaint1music, the number one saint, the number one music. And again, thank you just so much for your words of encouragement.
Okay. And did you want to put out anything about your film or your party that you want people to know about? Do you want anyone to be in contact with you?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, okay. Because I'm at that 177 Drysdale event location that you have advertised before for like the health fair.
Okay, so say the when is it?
It's going to be on May the 13th. Birthday week / video party, and anybody who wants to come is free. You come and we're going to celebrate Obama's presidency. I'll take, you know, anybody who wants to be in a video can. If you don't, you can just stay and party.
Mm-hmm.
And my telephone number is 917-561-6211. That's the best way to just contact me, and I can give all the information. But these at 177 Dreiser Loop in Co-op City, in the Bronx, and, the zip code is, the zip code is 10475.
Okay, so people will make contact with you. And what is your name again?
Professor Rhythm.
Professor Rhythm. All righty, 917-561-6211. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. And we do have someone standing by. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Terrence calling.
Terrence.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I just want to say to your guest, I mean, that poem that you just read, excuse me, about being an entrepreneur, I mean, my God, if I was your professor, A+.
Oh, thank you, bro.
I mean,
thank you.
Just amazing. And it kind of hits home with me because I'm kind of doing, you know, the independent thing myself, excuse me, working for myself. And it is kind of scary, but, you know, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that they think that working for someone else, that that's a safety net, and really it's not. I mean, because especially in today's job market, no job is safe. I mean, I have so many friends that had really good jobs, good paying jobs, and lost their jobs, got laid off.
Yep.
You know, so I think that people are just, unfortunately, we're living in a time now where people are so psychologically beat down, and they think that there is no alternative, that if you are not following, you know, the conventional path, then you really can't, you don't stand a chance at living your dream. And that's just so not true. So, I mean, you know, the paradigm shift starts in the mind.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard for people to come to terms with that. And also another thing that I guess this in some kind of weird way, you know, we just lost one of our greatest cultural icons, Prince.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, rest in power to Prince.
Yep.
And, you know, he just inspired so many people. And, you know, I've read so many books about Prince. I've been following him since I was a teenager back in the 80s. And, you know, I just think about his humble beginnings and what it took for him to get to where he ultimately and what he ultimately became. And just his relentlessness, his pursuit of, you know, his vision. And, I mean, for someone that came practically from nothing, I mean, he just created an entire empire and influenced the whole genre, you know, pop culture.
Yep.
And that, to me, is an inspiration. I mean, of course, we are saddened by his sudden loss, but at the same time, it's an inspiration in terms of what he accomplished and how many people he influenced all across the planet.
Yep.
You know, so I just wanted to thank you for that poem, and I hope that I can get a chance to get a copy of it, because I would like to actually read it to, you know, some people that I know, and I think that it would inspire them as well.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate that. Well, definitely take down my email. It's
onesaint1@gmail.com.
Correct. Yes.
Onesaint1Music.
Yeah, the number one saint, the number one music. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And also too, we're gonna be doing a show soon, so definitely feel free to come out with friends and family to be
inspired.
I'd love to. Yeah, and thank you again, Sai.
Absolutely. Thank you again, and good night to all.
You too.
All right. Bye bye. Okay, those. Nice calls.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that. Just like the gentleman spoke on Prince, definitely, like you said, RIP, rest in power. For me, Prince was so inspirational because I just remember being young and my family rocking to his music, and his music was always great and excellent. And as I got older, I was able to just appreciate the fact that him as a being, to me, I feel like he's one of the greatest examples of spirituality, because you saw that he took control, you know. He didn't allow himself to be chained down by others, you know. He created his path, he created his destiny, and that's what made him so great and unique. Because of that, you know, to be a great and excellent being, an artist like Prince, that takes a lot of understanding and wisdom, because he literally created his own way, you know, and everybody had no choice but to bow down and respect it.
It is true, and I have been following that music for a long time myself, the music of Prince. But you're right, even more than the music was his sort of his magnetism,
yeah,
in terms of his uniqueness. And
yes.
Talk about defining oneself.
Yes.
He totally did, and he bucked the system.
Yeah.
And but he was just such an excellent musician.
Yes.
His craftsmanship was, you know, by
yeah.
far well above many, many others.
Yeah, I remember his very first album where he dubbed everything. And so I think he was 18 at the time. And so all the background voices, all of the instruments, that was all Prince. Mm, and I remember
yeah.
thinking how wonderful that was, that this young guy could conceive of this
yeah.
piece
yeah,
and held
genius.
Together. And
yeah.
then
yeah.
And he was the source of every sound you heard.
Yeah,
layer.
I heard that he played like 30 instruments or something, in the neighborhood of 30 instruments.
Yeah.
And he wrote all this music.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing on the internet that I had no idea that was his music. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah,
amazing,
true genius.
Amazing genius. So since we were talking about him, I thought maybe we'd play a little
Definitely.
Bit of Prince. And, you know, it's the obvious song, but what can I do? Oops, that's
Brooklyn.
Ew. There we go.
I never meant to call you any sorrow. I never meant to call you any pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. We'll be right back.
Listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine in studio with Paulette and the artist Saint. And we were having a lovely conversation. I said, wait a minute, okay. We have to bring back the microphone. And you would talk about you, the inspiration.
Yes, definitely. I was just sharing that, again, you know, it's an honor, pleasure to be here. Very encouraged because this environment is just so embracing, like we shared. It definitely prepares artists that's coming up because there's going to be a time where you're going to have to deal with people that are not so embracing. Mm-hmm. And so this is encouraging. But also I was sharing that aside from the music, I really look forward to touching people's lives and speaking engagements because one thing for me is that, like, even the name Saint, right? That's something that I did not, you know, sit in a room, try to figure out a name for myself. It really came to me. I attracted it. You know, the name is God-given because I did not think of it. And so because of that, I know that there's a big, big movement that's brewing when it comes to Saint and when it comes to just doing our part, because, you know, nothing's new under the sun. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every once in a while, messengers are sent through different areas of life. You know, some through music, some through, you know, different circles, mm-hmm. different ways, just to share a message. And the message that I want to encourage people with is that life is beautiful, even if it doesn't feel that way sometimes. You know, there are answers. I'm a Virgo. So it's in my DNA to always seek enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced a lot, studied a lot. And there's some very important things that I, you know, when the time is right, I would like to share with the people and encourage them. You know, just letting them know that at the end of the day, everything starts with spirituality. And if you understand how to embrace who you really are and understand who you really are, that your life will change dramatically for the better. Mm-hmm. You know, even me being here, I'll be honest with you. The reason why it took so long for this journey to happen was because I used to wrestle with, you know, my passion, but also having a sense of security because, you know, I came, from an upbringing where, you know, we struggled financially. And it was rough. It was tough. So as I know that God gave me this gift and this calling, I also felt that, you know, when it comes to music, you have to do a lot more investing before you actually get a return. Mm-hmm. And you have these bills to pay and you have these things to take care of. So because of that, I went so hard because, I'm an entrepreneur. So I went so hard in exercising that part of me. And, you know, by God's grace, I developed a great, you know, distribution company and I did really well with it. But going through that experience also helped me to realize that as much as, you know, I appreciated the security that I received from running my own company, it was a food distribution company. I sold it because I wanted to focus completely on my passion. But getting there and achieving the security, I realized, wow, okay, this is cool, you know, getting money and enjoying life, taking trips and stuff. But it didn't give me that happiness that my passion mm-hmm. brings. And so that's why I decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and follow my passion. But going through all those experiences, I was able to see, you know, very valuable things that I feel like would be very helpful to people. You know, just something as simple as, why do we want what we want? You know, why do you want to be a doctor? Why do you want that brand new car? Why do you want that relationship? You want it for one reason only, which is you believe that in having it, it'll make your life happy. You'll feel better. You know, it's for encouragement. Mm-hmm. Everything that you desire is for encouragement. You know, there's a reason why you decided to go this direction versus that. You know, even when you go through things that you don't necessarily want to go through, you do it because you feel like it's going to make, you know, your kids happier, your family happier. And that in turn makes you feel mm-hmm. encouraged. So with that being said, a lot of times what happens is as we're moving forward in life, we miss out on appreciating just the little things in front of us. You know, there's so much going on right in front of you, you know, from the sun shining to the air that you're breathing to just your ability to have something to eat today. There's so many things happen that we take for granted. And believe it or not, our lack of appreciation in those things alone hinder our spiritual journey, which in turn hinders everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it's just a lot of things that I've seen, that I've learned, that I'm encouraged by, and I definitely want to be able to be a source of encouragement to others in that way.
Well, you are.
Thank you.
And will continue to be so. So there's no worries there. We're just about out of time. I want to thank you very much,
thank you for
Saint,
having me.
For joining us
thank
today
so
and
much.
Remind everyone, you can come very close to this inspirational young man on
yes.
Sunday, May 8th
yes.
from 3 to 5 p.m. Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world, we're going to be celebrating in honor of Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 8th from 3 to 5 p.m. It's at the Commons, Brooklyn. I probably didn't mention that. And that is right here where downstairs, first floor, where BAI is located, 388 Atlantic Avenue between Bond and Hoyt Streets. And if you want information, you can call 347-480-1694. That is my number, my personal number, such as it is, 347-480-1694. And you can always contact me through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. But we hope to see you on Mother's Day, May 8th, at the Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue. Hip-hop artist Saint will be performing live. Drummer Leopoldo, Mbira Shekere, Kevin N., lyricist Rosé. I was talking about doing a ceremony. We'll have a Tibetan bowl, some chanting, some prayers.
Yes,
and we're
going
to be honoring Pachamama, Mother Earth. And this is just a way of saying that we are becoming once again a human humanity.
Yes.
So sacred partnerships all around. And it's wonderful, certainly, to be someone, as you even heard from the callers, who an older generation, but is very welcoming to the radiance and brilliance of our young people. So
yes,
thank you
appreciate it.
For bringing your brilliance here today.
And thank you for having me.
Yes, Paulette?
And indeed, it was a wonderful surprise, and hopefully we hear and get to see you and speak with you again on these
definitely
airways.
Definitely.
So I'm going to go out playing again Women of the World.
Yes.
Okay. As we come back to our next show, Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund.
Brooklyn.
Oh.
Check, check, check. Keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Happy to be here. Let me talk to you real quick. Tell you what's been on my mind.
Yeah.
To the mothers that care for us.
Uh-huh.
In times of pain, shed tears for us.
Uh-huh.
In times of fame, they cheered for us.
Uh-huh.
Deserve terrain just for bearing us. Inside the stomach where we lie and love it. Always kept it real, never lied or fronted. With goals to accomplish, you tried and done it. With cheers to astonish and open the eyes of hunters. All the women in the world, this one's for you. Straight from the heart, this was done for you. When I'm scared, I would run to you. But can we switch roles? Mama, can I comfort you? Put my hands in the sky, grab the sun for you. Be a man in the sun for you. My love is true, screw daddy, I will run from you. I'll bust my gun for you, squeezing the steel. Mama, I know what's wrong, I'm just keeping it real. Let me break my back to make a meal. Let me work two jobs to pay the bills. Let me take your pain, take your strain. Any sins in the the past, let me take the blame. And that's word to my name and honor. I love you, mama. I love you, mama.
To the women in the world, this one's for you. To the mothers and the sisters that kept the truth. To the wives and the lives we obey at once. Cause of the love and the pain within 9 months. To the women in the world, this one's for you. To the mothers and the sisters that kept it true. To the wives and our lives we obey at once. Cause of the love and the pain within 9 months. To the women of the world.
My father. Good morning. This is Howard Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jeff. With us, I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. There's a certain sense of fury that runs through the films of British director Ben Wheatley that's uniquely his own. Even when it isn't overt, its presence is unmistakable. It's like being aware of a poisonous snake in the room, knowing it could strike at any moment. So whether it's a Shakespearean gangster film like Down Terrace or a tale of hitmen that turns into a surreal horror story like Kill List, or the story of vacationers that veers into the blackest of comedies like Sightseers, when you enter a Wheatley film, you're already at a certain pitched level of tension, and the film is as much about when the release will come as it is about anything else. That ongoing state of incipient violence works well for those films, and I do recommend, at the very least, your tracking down and checking out Kill List. In Wheatley's new film, High Rise, which opens May 13th, it doesn't quite pay off as strongly. It could well be that the story being told and the emotional arc it has to follow isn't as compatible with the director's customary approach. The film is based on the mid-70s novel by J.G. Ballard about an ultra-modern, self-contained apartment building, all the amenities you could ever want or need, whose inhabitants devolve into tribal violence as support systems fail, and the people living there find themselves, much like the partygoers of Buñuel's The Exterminating Angel, incapable of taking the basic step of simply leaving. High Rise, like Exterminating Angel, is meant to be social satire, with the class system being replicated in the distribution of the building's tenancy, plebes on the lower levels, all the way up to a penthouse where the elite can gallop horses amidst a lush garden, and partygoers dress up as pre-revolution French aristocracy. That detail may well be from Ballard's novel. I haven't read it, so I can't say. But it's also a little too bluntly obvious, and that bluntness, and maybe the British notion of a clearly striated class system, undoes how the film flows. Wheatley doesn't really finesse the gradual decay of the building's cultural ecosystem. The shift from hints of rot to full chaos is abrupt, and since that happens about halfway through, there's an extended period where it seems we're going to be sitting through the maelstrom with no indication of how we're getting out. And despite an excellent cast, Tom Hiddleston is the film's protagonist, Jeremy Irons plays the building's penthouse-bound architect Anthony Royal, which is from the book, but again feels a little too on the nose. Sienna Miller, James Purefoy, and Elizabeth Moss are there as well. The characters tend to blur into one another, to the point where I wanted to cite a moment in the film, but couldn't because I wasn't sure which character was actually involved and how she related to the others. There's lots of vicious, pointed humor in High Rise that's put to good effect, but I was left wishing that the film had cooled it just a little. One of the nastier bits of humor in High Rise is that the architect, Anthony Royal, as befits his name, has seen fit to exercise his droit de seigneur with the building's female tenants. I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. There's a certain sense of fury that...
I'm sorry, I must have touched something off there. Hold on, and we will try that again.
Which is from the book, but again feels a little too on the nose. Sienna Miller, James Purefoy, and Elizabeth Moss are there as well. The characters tend to blur into one another, to the point where I wanted to cite a moment in the film, but couldn't because I wasn't sure which character was actually involved. Just a little. One of the nastier bits of humor in High Rise is that the architect, Anthony Royal, as befits his name, has seen fit to exercise his droit de seigneur with the building's female tenants, bedding a number of them and fathering what seems to be a whole herd of kids. That right of a lord to sleep with a newlywedded bride is also the precipitating incident of the unusual Japanese erotic animated film Belladonna of Sadness, originally released in 1973 and getting a digitally restored re-release here on May 6th. Directed by Eiichi Yamamoto and produced by Osamu Tezuka, better known for things like Astro Boy, but not reluctant to delve into more explicit material with his direction of such films as Cleopatra, Queen of Sex. The film is a Devil and Daniel Webster kind of thing, with less exalting of American ideals and more boffing, shall we say, with an innocent and newlywed farm girl, Jean, despoiled by her village's lord, then rising to power through her embrace of the sins brought to her by an increasingly virile demon. This isn't your typical hentai porn anime, and thank God for that, because there's only so much tentacle rape one critic can take. It's a more stylized, experimental look, with an emphasis on line drawing, prominence given to held dramatic poses over full animation, as is typical for Japanese animation,